So first, just starting to come into your body. Getting a sense of how your body is today. If there's any tension, any areas of holding, just inviting relaxation. And as you're feeling more grounded and more relaxed, you might put your attention in your heart center, just the area of the upper chest. Behind the breastbone. And letting yourself breathe into that area. And you might actually imagine breathing into your heart. And one of my teachers offers the metaphor of the heart being like the reed of an instrument. And as the breath moves over the reed, it causes it to vibrate. And so you can imagine your breath moving your heart, vibrating your heart. Just noticing the effect of that practice. And now bringing to mind a benefactor, and perhaps bringing to mind an archetypal benefactor, if that works for you today, like the Buddha, or Jesus, or perhaps even the Dalai Lama. Somebody who really embodies compassion, love, and acceptance. And if it's comfortable for you, you can place your benefactor behind you. Just getting a sense of their presence. bringing to mind some part of your life or some part of you that's struggling. Either today or maybe in the last week or so. Some pain you've been carrying. And it might have to do with the physical body or it might be some emotional hurt. It might be a worry about money or perhaps friends or family, loved ones. A worry about the future or the past. A worry about being good enough or not fitting into the idea of who you wish you would be. And as you get in touch with the hurt that's present around the struggle, immediately there's this spontaneous burst of love that comes from the heart of your benefactor towards you. And you feel really held, cared for, and safe in their presence. They're there behind you, holding you in love, supporting you, caring for you, every piece of you, not one part left out. They can see you, can see all the ways that you struggle, all the pain that you carry, all the past hurts, present worries. And they just continue to offer this very sweet, very strong compassion. And you might picture it as this golden light that's pouring from their heart into your heart. They're holding you in all your pain and suffering. It's not too much for them. With just this beautiful quality of compassion, this beautiful movement of their heart as it opens again and again to you. Just continuing to stay in touch with this experience, holding yourself in compassion and letting yourself be held. And if any difficulty arises, if any struggle arises during this practice, just being aware of that and opening to it, letting it be held by your benefactor, offering it up for them to hold in compassion. And the more you receive this beautiful energy, beautiful, caring love, your body just fills with compassion, with this golden light of compassion. And letting it soak in every cell, deep into your bones and muscles. Letting every place in your body know compassion, love, safety. Letting every part of you be held in this glowing warmth. Soaking in compassion. Soaking in care. compassion that's filling you begins to overflow and move outwards from your body into the world, into this space. Filling the room with this warm golden light. And you can just stay with this if this is working for you. Or you might bring to mind a friend who you know is struggling. And this should be somebody who you don't have a complicated relationship with. Someone who's easy. It could be a friend or a family member or a neighbor. I'm just picturing them here in front of you, offering this compassion to them, feeling it continue to your benefactor, continuing to support you. Compassion flows through them into you and outwards. Feeling how you care for this person or being. Feeling how you wish for their happiness. You wish for their suffering to end. Holding them in your care. And if it's supportive, you can use some phrases to help you stay connected. I care for your suffering. May you open to your suffering with kindness and compassion. May you be kind to yourself. May you be sweet to yourself. May you be gentle with yourself in the midst of this suffering. May you open to your suffering with a tender heart. Care about your suffering. I won't abandon you. I won't abandon myself. May you open to your suffering with kindness and compassion. May you be kind to yourself. May you be sweet to yourself. May you be gentle with yourself. in the midst of this suffering. May you hold your suffering with a tender heart. Now, keeping your benefactor and dear person, dear friend, here in the room with you. Letting your compassion move outward from here. One by one, it touches all beings that are present in this town. Everyone who works here, lives here, all the animals, plants, soil and rocks. Everything being held with this compassion, this care. And moving outwards until you can feel yourself holding this whole state in care. Compassion for all of the struggles that these beings have, caring for themselves, caring for those they love. And holding the country, the continent, all the beings that fly, the ones that walk, the ones that swim, the ones that slither, alive or dead, seen and unseen. And moving out into the oceans until you can feel yourself holding the whole world and perhaps even the whole universe with this care, the strength of your compassion. Feeling this wish for all beings to be happy and at ease. All beings to be safe and protected. Wishing that all beings be healthy and strong. Perhaps noticing how little effort it can take to hold the world, the universe, with this much care. This heart wish that we all have, that all beings be happy. And could just finish with a prayer. Asking, may my practice be for the benefit of all beings. Remembering that you're not left out of that. And when you're ready, coming back to the space and opening your eyes.